Okay, we are live, I guess you can call it, with Brett Kissel. Not live, but recording live with Brett Kissel. And Brett Kissel had a big announcement this morning, and he's bringing music back, I guess you can call it that. You're putting on a drive-in theater show at the River Cree Resort in Edmonton on June 13th. So, Brett, I'll let you tell us all about it.
Well, I'm really excited, you know, to bring live music back in this way. During the era of COVID-19, you know, it's been tough for so many of us in the entertainment business, you know, to just be playing to our phones. So we found a way to partner with Alberta Health Services, with the regulations put forth by Health Canada. And then thanks to our presenting partner, which is Safeway and Sobeys, we are doing something epic for the province and for country music fans across Canada. And we are doing a drive-in concert. Like you said, think about a drive-in movie, except better because it's live music.
Yeah, exactly. And who doesn't like live music? And it's a whole new dimension. And it's cool. I mean, it's the second Canadian artist that I know of, unless I miss some, that announced. Of course, July Talk announced last week that they were doing two shows in Toronto, but not till August. So, you know, when you announced this morning, when we first got the heads up, I guess late yesterday afternoon, that you would be doing a big announcement this morning, of course, the first thought everybody's thinking is, okay, tours. And but then, of course, in this environment that we have right now, the key question is, well, what's a tour going to look like right now, right? And then, of course, people start thinking, well, maybe it's going to be a drive-in. And then, of course, this is something completely new. We've done drive-in movies and stuff like that. But and I guess back in the day, you used to drive up to like a place like A&W when you got your food and they would bring it out to you on roller skates and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
So drive-in is nothing unusual. But so from an artist's point of view, what are your thoughts into this new, I guess, or you want to call it new technology or new format? And do you think we're going to be seeing this kind of a setup kind of long-term? Are we looking like maybe the next year, maybe next 2 years, where this becomes a little bit more commonplace?
You know what, to be honest, I don't really know. I think that everybody is taking it day by day and week by week with, you know, COVID-19, that to me, this is a short-term solution for the, you know, to kind of have the appetite, you know, I'll say it this way. This is a short-term solution to curb that appetite that people are having for live music.
Yeah.
I wanted to go out and play live. I'm happy to be following the rules. I don't believe drive-in concerts are going to be something that are going to happen for years and years and years and years, which is why I believe this is going to be a great history-making event, because this may be the only time I do this.
Right.
And that's what really excites me, that all of the concert goers will be a part of history. The first one in my career, it's the first one to actually happen for, you know, country music in Canada. It's going to be extremely special. And the technology that we've had to put in place to make this happen is so unique, where we're going to play our show, have no speakers for the crowd at all.
Okay.
Everything goes into a board. The board into an FM transmitter goes straight to your vehicles.
Interesting.
And so people listen from the comfort of their own vehicle, but watch through the epic big screens and watch me perform and jump around live on stage.
That's a whole new dynamic to the live performance aspect. I would imagine in this kind of a setup that mosh pits are probably frowned upon.
Correct. Yeah, everybody's got to stay in their vehicle. Those are the rules that we need to follow, you know, to keep everybody healthy and keep everybody safe. But that being said, a lot of people are asking, well, how are people going to applause? And I said, well, honk your horn. If you like the song at the end of 3, 2, 1, honk your horn. Simple as that.
Yeah. No, it's going to be, it would be really cool to kind of witness the whole thing live. And I think we already know, especially out in Alberta, the country music fan base and your fan base is incredibly strong, and no doubt if the Nashville benefit that you did just before everything kind of blew up and shut down was any indication, I mean, that sold out in, like, was it under a minute? It was incredibly fast how that one sold out.
Yeah, pretty crazy to us, and we're but we're very thankful to have that type of fan base. And more importantly, that type of support here in this market and really anywhere across Canada. If I lived in Newfoundland, I'd do the same thing. If I lived in BC, I'd do the same thing. I just happen to be an Alberta boy, so I wanted to raise spirits for Albertans. Sure. But we're figuring out a way to make this concert available to Canadians from coast to coast to coast. And when we do that, we'll make sure that we send you some details so that you can Perfect. Let everybody know.
So tickets for this go on sale Monday. And you can go to drivein.bretkissel.com for information for it. I think I read that they're going to be on sale on Ticketmaster. And of course, you're not going to let your fans forget. I'm sure you'll be going live on Monday to remind people, hey, guess what? Tickets go on sale in 3, 2, 1. Go get your tickets right now.
Exactly.
So follow Brett on the socials and you'll get all that info. So I have to ask, I've been following the podcast with you and Cece, and it's a lot of fun to listen to. It gives a lot of good insight to to kind of how your family is coping through these times. I know for Cece, it's very much not that different because, she has the same kind of situation as a lot of moms with young kids, that they generally don't have to go out that often unless they absolutely need groceries or who knows what. What's it like for the family dynamic right now having you home more often? Because normally you'd be on the road, more often than not, and now, daddy's home. Are you enjoying more family time as a result of all this right now?
Oh my God, am I ever. I am loving every minute of this family time that, the world has forced upon us. And mm-hmm. I think it's an incredible silver lining during a very dark age and era for our generation, for the human race right now. I feel, though, very blessed that I've been able to steal time back with my family, with my wife, and with my three kids. So I feel very fortunate that I'm able to cling to them. And the world has forced me off the road. The world has forced me out of the studio and off of airplanes. And there's no humans I would rather spend time with than my wife and my three kids. So
absolutely,
I feel that's been a great silver lining.
Yeah, and I think it's only people that work in some way, shape, or form in this business can really understand that, because I feel the same way. I've been working from home now since mid-March. And I'm not having to go out for shows at night where I'm out till late at night till, get home 1, 2 o'clock in the morning, and then you have to get up in the morning and go to work, and then basically the next day do it all again. I'm looking at a summer right now with a fairly open schedule that I know of right now because all of the festivals have been canceled. And I'm okay with that, quite frankly, I have a nice home. I've got a good family, we can hang out and have bonfires in the backyard every night if we want to, and not have to worry about, having to rush out. All the work and stuff that I need to do for artists that I work with, I can do right from home. So, it's like you said, it's kind of a blessing in disguise, and it's kind of nice and to kind of have Mother Nature or whatever you want to call it tell you, hey, you know what? We're going to give you a break for a year. Maybe the circumstances surrounding the break aren't going to be the most positive. But, I think it was even brought up on one of your podcast episodes where you have to make something positive out of something like this, because otherwise there's so much negativity that surrounds this whole situation. It can get downright depressing if you really let it, or you can just choose to look at the bright side of it and take advantage of that. And that's what I'm doing, and it sounds like that's what you guys are doing. So is that going to be hard for you when things return to, whatever the new normal will be? To, suddenly, whether it's a year of this, to suddenly say, okay, well, now we're going to go back to kind of the old routine, or are you going to try to find ways to make it so you have more family time?
You know what? If there's anything that I've learned through this, it's to truly cherish time with my family. I don't believe that with the flick of a switch or the snap of a finger that the world is going to go instantly back to normal. I think that it's going to, be a little bit more progressive than that. It's going to happen little by little. So all that being said, I think that we can kind of wean our kids off of their time with me to a degree, because if we just have to rip the Band-Aid off and I was gone for the next 200 days,
yeah,
I truly believe my family would struggle. But I've learned to cherish this time with them and to make this the priority. So that's exactly what I want to do.
And it's a good time for you because your kids aren't, they're really not that old yet that they would be in school. And I think this is the most important time for you to be in their lives. So it's it comes at a good time for both sides. I mean, because you're at a point in your career where things are just starting to kind of take off south of the border for you. And, you know, it could get really busy really quick. So it's kind of a nice time to kind of just step back. Your career is not going to stop moving forward, but it gives you the opportunity to kind of have that time. Now, I want to roll it back a couple of years. Our last formal interview was at that festival in Quebec. And had it not have been for this, I probably would have been there right around the time that you were doing this show in Edmonton. But we talked about what it took for an artist to get that traction or get that success south of the border. So now in that time, you've had that basically you vividly described it as a wall, and then you've got all these, I kind of envision like zombies that are trying to rush to this wall, and then you're basically climbing over everybody, and then only a few actually make it over. So now you've made it over this wall, and your career is starting to progress south of the border. You've had a lot of success with Drink About Me. And so what's your perspective now from the other side of the wall?
You know what? I think that there's always walls to climb. That's the crazy thing about the music business and about country music in general, is that it's important to look back and be proud of where you came from and the accomplishments that you've made, but not to ever really rest on your laurels and understand that just because I climbed that first wall and I'm now in this, call it this pasture, well, yeah, there, I still want to get to that pasture,
yeah,
where Brad Paisley's hanging out. And once you start hanging out in that pasture, I'm sure Brad Paisley wants to get to the pasture where the Beatles, are hanging out. But yeah, you never know that you're going to get there until you're there. And you just got to keep your head down and keep working. So I know what you're saying. And I feel very lucky that I get to do this and that I'm in this position with an incredible team and a wonderful group of people that are my best friends in the music business.
Yeah.
That being said, you know what? We do have a tight team, but we focus internally as opposed to externally. We know that there's a bunch of artists out there that are doing great work, but we try very hard to not compare. We try very, very hard to not compete. You know what? We are who we are. We do what we do. Love us or not, this is what we're doing. So I know what you're saying, but I think that's probably the best perspective for us to have.
No, and that's true. I mean, it's you always want to look ahead and look for, and I totally agree. You'd never want to say, okay, now that I'm here, you know what, you know, it's like, do I just sit back and enjoy the ride, or I just, you know, I mean, you're still young and you just look forward and kind of push on to the next hurdle. And then you cross that and you say, hey, cool, I made that one. Let's raise it a little bit higher and cross the next one. I guess that kind of ties into what I wanted to talk to you about next. And that's a group of people that I know are close to your heart, and they're incredibly close to my heart and what my vision has been for Soundcheck since I started this 10 years ago, and that's the emerging artists. You know, you were once one when we first met, you were very much an emerging artist. And now this group of people, you know, we know how difficult it is to get into those festival slots or get into the gigs. So now we've had a group of people that rely on these shows every single night or every weekend who've had an entire summer basically wiped out. And then to top that off, when a lot of the others like Brett and Tim and a lot of the other big names will have their shows and festivals hopefully resume again next summer, maybe next spring, you know, they'll all be good. But the problem is now we've got all these festival lineups in 2020 that have been grandfathered over to 2021. And so what I'm hearing from a lot of these artists is like, okay, so now I've got not just one summer, but two summers of potentially dry pastures where I don't have any potential gigs, or at least the pickings are a lot slimmer than they would have been had we had a normal festival season this year. So as somebody who I know, you know, you were one, you've mentored them, you've supported them every chance you can, What advice would you have to one of these artists that, you know, is looking at the next year or two and it's looking really bleak and they're making that decision? Do I move forward or do I throw in the towel? Or, you know, I mean, I don't want to walk away from the business, but I don't see how I can continue if I don't get a gig, a major gig in the next couple of years. What does Brett Kissel say to that artist right now?
Well, I have to be honest that, you know, I truly feel for everybody who is in that situation. We're all in it together in our own different ways. You know, and I'm feeling a lot of that same pain, you know, in my own way. I can't say that I don't feel bad or my heart doesn't break for everybody who's out of work, out of business. But with every challenge, obviously there's a solution and there's an opportunity to overcome it. Sadly, the universe has put this epic challenge in front of so many of us. But you know what? The strong will survive and they will immerse from this. And yeah, those who can think of new and innovative ways to go out and perform, those who can keep their brand at front of mind, those who can try to build as much momentum as they can, those who take control of their destinies, I truly believe will be successful on the other side. Now, I don't know what that means. Everybody's completely different. Right. Everybody, although we share a lot of the same struggles, everybody has a different path to success. Mine is way different from somebody else. But if you can keep working, keep thinking and stay positive, those are the artists that I truly believe are going to succeed and are going to survive.
And I guess it's also important to make sure that you stay connected with your fans. Like, don't just say, okay, well, I mean, I've got a year or 2 years off and I'm just going to kind of go work a day job for a year until things kind of go back to normal and then hope my fans are still there. I mean, you have to stay out there. I mean, you're on social media at least once a day, I think, or fairly regularly anyways. And not just you, but all the artists, you're seeing them on pop-up shows, whether it's they're coming to play or whether they're just coming to say, hey, I'm going to chat with you for 5-10 minutes because I've got nothing to do right now.
Yeah, I agree. And that's the biggest thing that we determined during the era of COVID is that we said, all right, everybody's going to be at home. Everybody's going to be watching TV and spending time on their phones. Yep. Time to double down our efforts on all things social media. So, and I'm making no revenue from this.
Yeah.
You know, there's very, very limited revenue to find. I will make $0 on this wonderful drive-in concert because I don't, you know, who needs the money is the food banks.
Yeah.
So I will go and donate my time, my services, my effort, blood, sweat, and tears to do this great show. But you know what we're doing is on this level, on a business standpoint, is we're finding ways to do good for the community and also maintain momentum.
Right.
Because we could lose so much momentum right now with this, in this crazy, crazy life that we're living.
Well, it really brings up a good point. Could you imagine going through this even 10 years ago? I mean, we wouldn't have anywhere near. I mean, Facebook would have been in its infancy back then. Live streaming probably didn't really even exist when they first came out. So, I mean, it's, I guess if anything, we can count our lucky stars that this is happening in 2020 and not like 1990 or something like that, where we just didn't have the technology that we do now, you know? So it's, and I agree completely. I mean, it's really, and I've said the same thing to a lot of these emerging artists. I said, you know, it's your choice as to what you want to do at this time. You can either make use of it productively and work on whether it's putting out new music. I mean, you know, many have stuff pre-recorded. If you don't write stuff, I mean, this is a great time for writing music, you know, and just find inspiration in it and then put that to something. And I mean, I've always believed that if you can't do that or you can't find inspiration in this and you can't find a reason to get out there and connect with your fans, then you know, maybe my advice would be to find another job. It's plain and simple. I can't say it any simpler than that. If you can't find a way to connect with your fan base right now when they're at your fingertips, then you're either doing something seriously wrong or you're in the wrong business. It's that simple. So let's remind everybody once again, your big show is June the 13th at the River Creek Casino in Edmonton.
That's correct. And
tickets go on sale Monday. What time on Monday?
10 a.m. Mountain Time, Monday, May the 25th, via Ticketmaster. And it's interesting because it's not necessarily tickets, it's vehicle passes.
Right.
And so this drive-in concert truly is going to be one of a kind and an extraordinary event. And I so wish you could have been able to drive out to see this show, but we're going to make sure we get some great footage and great photos that we can send you.
Well, okay? I have a team out in Edmonton, so I've already been talking to your crew and see what we need to do and figure out a way to get somebody in. So, yeah, we've got people everywhere, right? So I've got coast to coast Canada covered, and we're even we've branched out into the state side. So it's very few places that we don't have coverage right now. So that's a good thing. So it's if there's a way to get somebody in, we'll get somebody in there. We'll make sure that we get that festival or that event covered. You know, I don't need to wish you all the luck with it because I already know it's going to be a smash success. You know, but I do wish you and your family all the best. I mean, I hope that this is a short blip on the big radar of life that we have ahead, and that, you know, we get to go back to some kind of normalcy soon. And, you know, hopefully when that comes, we can actually, you know, grab a beer and sit down and chat in person. But definitely until then, you know, hug those kids tight, and, you know, someday when they're old enough, you'll sit down and chat with them about the year of 2020 that we never saw coming. But you take care of yourself, and
thanks, buddy.
Let's touch base again soon.
Okay, can't wait.
Perfect. Thanks, Brett. Take care.
See you later. Bye.